Well, hello, everyone. This is going to be a different kind of show today. It's not going to be your typical BFO. I'll get back to regular shows tomorrow. It just didn't feel right to just do my normal silliness and telling about my day and everything. Very nice did happen on Tuesday, but I'll let you know about it tomorrow. But y'all, as many of you know, Gambit, of the husband of Rodan from Pod Is My Co-Pilot, had been seriously ill and in the hospital. Early Tuesday evening, he passed away. And he was a young man. I had many opportunities to meet him, and it truly was a privilege. I will say that if you ever met Gambit, you would swear that the man lived on a diet of pre-sweetened cereal and black coffee, because y'all, he had so much energy. He always, y'all, I don't think I ever saw him that he didn't have a smile in his face. And, y'all, there was just a radiance of happiness around him. And met him at first, and I don't remember the years that all this happened and all. At first at a Good Days, and y'all, it was he was not part of Pod Is My Co-Pilot, but he was every much a part of Pod Is My Co-Pilot, because of his relationship with Rodan, but also with Taffy and Taylor, and I wish I had known him better and had more opportunities to be around him, but our paths just didn't cross that much. Y'all, probably some of my best memories of Gambit at the podcast dinner at the Colonnade in Hatlanta every year around Crema. Because Rodan and Gambit moved to Hatlanta for a while, and I think they came to at least two, and it may have been three of those dinners. And y'all, you know, I oftentimes say that one of the toughest jobs in the world is to be the spouse of a podcaster, and y'all, it's. Because, you know, you don't necessarily understand what the hell all this is all about. And y'all, he fit right in. Everybody loved the man. We all enjoyed. In fact, I believe the last time he came, he was like sitting right in the middle of the table. And it was as if he was holding court. He always had a smile on his face and laughter, and y'all, one year at, we had the Pride 48, get together at the Good Days, and, we had the podcast dinner, he and Rodan were there, and, Big Fatty came that year, and Squeaky Kitty came with me also, and y'all, I just want to play. This is one of my one of my favorite clips from Pod Is My Co-Pilot, but I just want to play this little chat that Taffy and Taylor and Rodan were having about the Squeaky Kitty's visit to the podcast dinner.
We got to admire one another from afar, and at least I got to see Squeaky Kitty, so that's all that matters.
Yes, Squeaky Kitty made a surprise appearance.
Squeaky Kitty did make an appearance and molested me.
Yes.
That was one of Gambit's best, a favorite moments of the entire night. The whole Squeaky Kitty thing. he kept talking about.
Well, to be fair, he is simple.
That is true.
And y'all, I had no idea until I heard this on their own on their show that Squeaky Kitty's appearance at the podcast dinner just brightened Gambit's day. And y'all, that just makes me so happy. And it just you know, as with death, we all have sorrow, and but. It's also an opportunity to remember great times, things that can never be taken away from us, great memories. They'll always be there. And y'all, that's how I'm trying to do this. Now, y'all, this Gambit's, you know, even though Gambit never came to a Pride 48 a gathering or anything like that, he was well known. He was well known by the Pride 48 family, he touched a lot of lives. You know, and this is one of those things that and Gambit may have experienced some of this, but one of these things where you don't know people, but they know a hell of a lot about you. And y'all, I think he'd be thrilled. I think he'd be thrilled to know how many people, and he, I'm sure he had an idea that a lot of people knew about him and everything, but I think he would just be thrilled he's made a good mark on a lot of people, even if they never met him in person. In fact, last night, Granny did meet Rodan and Gambit. Y'all, it was on our last was it to the G'day's? I think it was me and Durwood and Granny and was it Dr. Stone with us? I think it was. And y'all, we were in the Epcot, and we're walking along, and then all of a sudden, here comes Gambit and Rodan, and it's just like, y'all, it's just a family reunion. Granny didn't know who the hell they were, and but like Durwood, although he'd never seen them, he knew exactly who they were, and Dr. Stone, of course, had met them on numerous occasions. But Granny last night, he was the first one to tell me about Gambit's passing, and the poor thing, he couldn't figure out which was Gambit and which was Rodan. And, you know, finally he let's put it this way. He said he figured it out, but, you know, it's okay. Cause they're both cut from the same cloth. Let me put it this way. Gambit may not be walking on the earth anymore, but he is alive and well inside of Rodan. Which is where he probably spent some very good times there. And Poodle wants to say something so bad right now, and I'm just not going to let her say anything. But y'all, they were we met them at the we met them in Epcot right outside the Mexican, and it truly was. It was the Mexican Pavilion. And y'all, they were on their way. They were on their way to the German Pavilion because that's where the Werther's candy store was. And they wanted I don't remember what it was, but Gambit just wanted something that had Werther's caramel on it or something like it was like a cupcake or a some sort of sweet roll or something like that. It was a pastry of some sort, I think. Now, I may be incorrect, but y'all, needless to say, Gambit and Rodan left the German pavilion well stocked with the Werther's candies. And y'all, I think that was the last time that I saw them, but y'all, it was in the happiest place on earth. And they were with friends, old and new. And y'all, they were going to get things that made them even happier. And y'all, that's how I'm going to remember. Now, y'all, I just got to say, after Granny told me about Gambit's passing, I got a textimonium from Terminally Single Tim, and I got a call from Joey Bukkake, and. I know Tim has met Gambit in the past, and I don't know if Joey ever met Gambit face to face. If he did, it was probably at a Good Day. I don't think Joey ever came to Good Days. But both of them, y'all, they were just filled with disbelief and sorrow, as was I. And they said, I just feel like I need a hug. And y'all, I think that this time that we're living through right now it's difficult for all of us. And then when you have a death that comes along in the middle of all of this, it makes it even harder. And then when it's just somebody that it just, I don't know a single person that didn't meet Gambit and not love him. And that it just makes it even harder. But y'all, we can't change what's happened. We can only go forward. We can all do our part to keep Gambit alive inside of us, and we can do our parts to reach out to our dear friends Rodan and Taylor and Taffy and Tank and Babalu and others that we have a little more direct contact with. Y'all, as you might expect, Taylor and Taffy won't be at the cocktail party on Saturday night, Pride 48 cocktail party, but we're gonna do it. We may have a moment where we all raise our glass to Gambit, but it's a way for us all to come together and share our feelings, and you know, it's not, we're not gonna get all down in the dumps. We're going to celebrate his life, and there, if any of you have some stories of where you've met Gambit and all, I'd love for you to share those. I thought it interesting how. Tim and Joey both said, you know, they just feel like they need a hug. And y'all, we all need a hug for lots of different reasons. And all we can do right now, and y'all, let me just back up a second. You know, with a funeral and all these days, you know, my sister-in-law just had her father pass away a few weeks back. And, you know, it was they couldn't have a proper funeral, you know, with all the friends and all coming to pay their respects and all. And I think that'll probably still be the case as well in at this time. But, y'all, we can all be there in our thoughts, and we can be there to be supportive. But, y'all, what we don't need to do is bombard any of the Pod is My Co-Pilot folks with, well, what happened? How did this happen? What caused this? Well, why didn't they? Y'all, you cannot second guess, and you cannot be nosy. All right? You can share in your love of Gambit. You can share in your grief for Taylor and Taffy and Rodan. But y'all, we all handle these things in different ways, and you've just got to respect everyone, And so, y'all, there will be a time we'll all be able to hug each other, and we'll be able to hug Taffy, and we'll be able to hug Taylor, and we'll be able to hug Rodan, and we'll be able to share laughs of our experiences with Gambit it's gonna take time. And right now, none of us like the way life is right now, okay? But we need to take this opportunity to just kind of, evaluate where we are in our own lives. We need to realize how precious every day is, and maybe we can do some things that make our own lives a little better, or take some time. You know, I oftentimes talk about doing random acts of kindness. Well, you know, maybe this week we do a Gambit act of kindness, and we do something that we think that Gambit would approve of, and that one's for you, Gambit. And y'all, even if you never met Gambit, how is it bad to do something nice for someone? In the process, it means something. And y'all, it's not about bragging about what you've done. It's just about doing it. You don't ever have to tell Taylor or Taffy or Rodan that you did something nice in Gambit's memory. That's not what it's all about. It's about you just remembering Gambit, either from a personal experience of meeting him, or from as one of those names that passes by you in your life, one of the extra. Somebody used to call them the extras in your life, where it's faces you recognize, or names you recognize, or stories you know about people that's part of your life, having you in your life, no matter how small or how large the exposure is. And so anyway, y'all, I've run my mouth, and I just wanted to share some of my thoughts on all of this, and I want you all to join us on Saturday night for the Pride 48 cocktail party. And I don't want it to be a downer. We'll just take some time, and we'll just go from there. So tomorrow I'll be back to my same old silliness. So I hope to see you then. Bye bye.